It appears we're live. Good morning, everybody. Live from the bunker under 43 feet of compacted dirt in eager anticipation of warheads landing originating from the country of Russia. Here we are doing the brief today, 27 January 23. I'm Bear with BearIndependent.com, founder and CEO of RefugeMedical.com, president of Grindstone and Caleb House 501c3s. 5x5, according to Nostradamus. We're going to do the brief. If you're new here, subscribe, ring the little bell icon. If you're not new here, you know what to do. Share the show with somebody you love. That helps us with our ongoing battle against the YouTube algorithmic robots. Today's show is, of course, brought to you by Refuge Medical. We will talk more about that at the end of the brief. Additionally, before we hop into the brief, I want to make you guys aware of something. YouTube, in their infinite wisdom, is taking their current community guideline rule about inserting 30-round magazines being disallowed on video. That's a community guideline strike that will get your channel pulled down for a week, and making that retroactive. 173 that I know of, 173 different firearms-related channels on YouTube yesterday received community guideline strikes. It's just a matter of time before we do as well. I've got 4 pending strikes on my account as of this morning. What does that mean? That means it's just a matter of time before me and everybody else who's ever put a 30-round magazine into a firearm on camera potentially has their channel deleted. Am I afraid? Nah, not even a little bit. Comma. We have an alternate channel here on YouTube called The Blue Collar President. The Blue Collar President. I've never put a 30-round magazine in on that channel. And if the Bear Independent channel goes away, I will be on the Blue Collar President channel. Go check that out. Subscribe, ring the little bell icon, do all that stuff over there. The Blue Collar President. Survival Savage says, which video of yours should I download right now for just in case? All of them. There's about 5,000 of them. I wish you the best of luck. Good morning, Palmetto. Also, Patreon. It's $5 a month. You'll find a link in the description of every video and live stream. And it's not an I Love Me, You Should Love Me Too channel. There's a wealth of information over on Patreon. All right. So check that out. Many of y'all have suggested Rumble. I do have a Rumble channel, and I haven't done much with it because it's done incredibly poorly in the past. I may continue to do more Rumble in the future if necessary. That YouTube channel is Bear Independent, one word. Bear Independent, one word. So, alternates to the YouTube ongoing tyranny. Alternate channel is The Blue Collar President. Patreon is up, will always be up, and on Rumble, it's Bear Independent, one word. Roger that. Roger that. Thanks, Bear. You're welcome, guys. All right, let's get into this. 27 January 23 from Bear Independent Intel. That is intel at bearindependent.com. Intel at bearindependent.com. If you can't spell that, you are disallowed from providing intel, which is short for intelligence, to the Bear Nation. Roger that. Roger that. Okay, Bear. All right, good talk. From Bear Independent Intel, quote, I'm a law enforcement officer in the New York City, New Jersey area. The following was just shared with us for tomorrow, which would have been yesterday. By the way, we're going to talk about civil unrest and national level intel from y'all today. Okay?
Okay.
The following was just shared with us for tomorrow. NYPD and Port Authority are planning for full-scale mobilization. NYPD and Port Authority are planning for full-scale mobilization. Seems like the perfect time to distract the public from all that's going on in D.C. Hope they are wrong, but they should be aware. The message that was received reads in part, quote, I just had a conference call with the New Jersey Attorney General where he advised that the Memphis Police Department will be releasing the body cam footage from the officers involved in the death of Tyree Nichols. For those of you that aren't aware, Tyree Nichols was stopped for a motor vehicle violation in Memphis, Tennessee on 7 January 23. The stop ended with a foot pursuit and a violent confrontation with police that ultimately resulted in the death of Nichols. The five Memphis police officers involved were terminated immediately. There is obvious concern that the contents of the body cam footage will spark outrage from the public and potential aggression towards law enforcement all across the country, the likes of which we haven't seen since the death of George Floyd, end quote. Now, I'm going to abstain from offering my input, my opinion and analysis on this case, and rather we're going to talk about cause-effect here. Civil unrest, people behaving badly. Where are they going to behave badly? Not where I live. Not in the rural areas. They will behave badly in the suburban areas to a lesser extent, but mostly the urban areas. So if you live like 80% of the world's population does in those urban and suburban areas, pay attention, be vigilant, be aware that this could be going on. Second and third order effects of protests stemming from the death of Tyre Nichols could affect you. It could be as little as, you know, traffic incidents, you know, people in the road protesting, you know, ruining your morning commute. It could be people getting ripped out of cars. Don't know how bigly these protests are going to go, but we've seen it in the past that once they get started, they don't exactly just stop again. They grow and grow and grow until there's millions, if not billions of dollars in property damage, tens, hundreds, thousands of arrests, and sometimes people lose their lives. So this is basic prepper stuff. Don't be where the problem is. If you live where the problem potentially could be, don't engage. Don't go near it. Don't be involved. It's not our problem. It's not our fight. And I'll add, constitutionally, we all have the right to redress our grievances to our governing authorities, and we have the constitutional right to express ourselves, our opinions, our thoughts, our feelings, our disdain via the First Amendment. We don't have a constitutional right to break other people's stuff, to take other people's lives, to rob, steal, loot, pillage. We don't have a right to that, but we do have a right to scream at the top of our lungs about the things that we think are wrong. It doesn't mean that I necessarily agree with Black Lives Matter. I don't. Ideologically, I don't agree with them. I believe we are all children of the Most High. Some of us know it and some of us don't. Some of us behave that way and some of us don't. It doesn't negate the fact for me that we are all property of the Creator. We all have a right to scream at the top of our lungs if we feel like it. We don't have a right to destroy somebody else's life or livelihood. So, Bear, have you had a chance to watch Redacted? They're honest reporters. Yeah, I was subscribed to Redacted for a hot minute, Marques, and I quit subscribing to them, or in other words, I unsubscribed because every title is clickbait, every one of them. It's also a little bit too highly produced for my taste, and a lot of their commentary is, how shall I say, mainstream alternative news reporting. I didn't learn anything from them. Now, part of my job is staying aware of what's happening in the world. So it might be a good option for others, but for me, I was not learning anything new from Redacted, and I'm over the clickbaity stuff. Every title is, oh shit, did you just see what happened? Nope. Click the link. Oh yeah, I did see that 3 days ago. Thanks for the heads up, bro. Back to the brief. Tyre Nichols was stopped for reckless driving. Five police officers, who were also black, pursued Nichols and beat him severely for several minutes. Some of them were part of the organized crime unit that arrived in unmarked cars. All five were fired after an administrative review, and this is important, determined that they violated policies of excessive force and the duty to render aid. Nichols was hospitalized in critical condition and died 3 days later. A lot of departments do not have the duty to render aid as part of their TTPs, tactics, techniques, procedures, their protocols, right? but a lot of departments do. You guys know me. Are you capable of watching another human life, regardless of who they might be, slip away because you failed to intervene? If an officer in that situation failed to render aid, what's to say that next time under a different set of circumstances, they don't fail to render aid for you or a loved one? What does Pastor Joe say? Viking preparedness. Basic preparedness covers a myriad of circumstances. Very basic when it comes to rendering aid. Keep the blood inside the body. Maintain a patent airway. Right? Basic life support. BLS. That's what we're doing. And that comes back to trauma medicine. Being properly equipped and properly trained to be able to do that stuff. I have on my person right now as part of my EDC a soft T tourniquet in my back pocket and some Celox hemostatic impregnated gauze and a S-mark bandage, a compression bandage in my hoodie and a set of shears right now. That's tourniquet and wound packing on my person. And patent airway, chin lift, jaw thrust methods, right? That's BLS right there on my person. Costs nothing, weighs nothing, part of my EDC. I am 2 foot from a bear fac. I am 15 foot from a mini stomp, and I'm 30 foot from my truck that has a stomp bag in it. Even scumbags should have the opportunity to survive an encounter like that. And here's why. I was a bona fide piece of shit. If it's bad for you or bad for somebody else, I've probably done it. And it's only by the grace of the Most High that I'm alive and still here. And so if he can redeem me and put me back together to be his hands and feet and do good, who am I to say that anybody else shouldn't be afforded that opportunity? So for me, I don't have it in me to just watch somebody slip away. Unless it's under a very, very limited set of circumstances. I'm happy to tell you I had a very good call with Operation Underground Rescue yesterday regarding Caleb House. And we haven't put a ring on it yet. It's not an official relationship, but we are moving in that direction. There's certain people, if you abuse the least of these, Messiah himself says it would be better that a millstone was tied around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. Cool. Well, I'm happy to get a pallet of millstones and some cordage and start tying them on. Under those circumstances, yup. But there's a mountain of evidence that is collected. Multiple witnesses in the mouths of two or three, let a thing be established before we tie the millstone. See what I mean? So push, pull, always dichotomy, good, bad, yin, yang, up, down, left, right, in, out. Always. There's exceptions to every rule, but really it comes down to heart condition for me. Hurt people, right? But if you are of the age of accountability and you know what you're doing is wrong and you're doing to somebody what somebody did to you that broke you, knowing that it's wrong, I'm out of compassion for you at this point. Each pedophile sex offender, each one is statistically responsible for 82 victims. 82. So should we rescue and restore the victims? Absolutely. Absolutely. Forsake not the widow and the orphan, right? But should we jam up the scumbags that are breaking these people in the first place? Yeah. It's a math problem. 82 victims for each offender statistically. So I don't have a problem with watching the lives of those pieces of shit slip away. I do have a problem when I meet a random person on the street, letting them die because I failed to intervene. Back to the brief. Being fired, these officers in Memphis, Tennessee, being fired isn't enough. The Nichols family is pushing for murder charges for the former officers involved. All five are in jail, and Shelby County jail records show that they are up against a slew of charges like second-degree murder, official misconduct, aggravated kidnapping, acting in concert to commit aggravated assault, and more. Officials have pledged to release the footage this week or next week. Hopefully, the protests will remain peaceful, but authorities are preparing for the worst. The public has been warned not to react violently, and the Memphis police chief has openly called the incident, quote, heinous, reckless, and inhumane, end quote. Memphis NAACP President Van Turner said, quote, burning down your own community will not solve this problem. What will solve this problem is supporting this family, supporting the effort to bring these individuals to justice, and supporting the effort to better train our officers and better train them to interact with this community appropriately going forward. I can at least agree on its surface with the opening statement, burning down your own community will not solve this problem. I agree with that completely. What will solve this problem is supporting the family. I agree with that. Supporting the effort to bring these individuals to justice and supporting the effort to better train our officers. I think all officers, regardless of where you're at, should have as much training as possible. I also think that sometimes we don't get the full story of what happened until months or years afterward. And again, I'm abstaining from passing judgment in this situation until we see body cam footage. But setting your community on fire doesn't fix it. It doesn't bring somebody back. They're gone. You're piling worse upon bad when you do that. The CEO of the NAACP, Derek Johnson, addressed Congress on Thursday saying, quote, by failing to write a piece of legislation, you're writing another obituary. Tell us what you're going to do to honor Tyre Nichols. Tell us what you're going to do to show his family, his loving son, and this entire nation that his life was not lost in vain. We can name all the victims of police violence, but we can't name a single law you have passed to address it, end quote. Let's look at some national intel from the Bear Nation. January 2023 food bank update. December was bad. No meat, rotten produce, all junk food, and high sugar content. Maybe three meals worth of food for a family of four at best. January was a 180 degree difference. 367 families serviced with five-ish days of food for a family of four. Lots of quality produce, milk with good shelf life, snacks that are low ingredient and no fake stuff, no sugar. Large quantity of frozen chicken and turkey for the first 300 families. No one turned away. This has been a real change of pace. Praise the Father. Observations. Several single individuals stating that one person in the household, these individuals are the spitting image of blue hair leftist feminists, not used to seeing many of them. Several families claiming to have moved into a friend's home to lower their cost of housing, 2 to 3 families per house. We saw this during the Great Depression. People grouped up. We've actually been seeing this for years and years and years. In the last decade or so, there's been more of a movement to have two, if not three, generations of people in one home to split the cost of living. So, yet another economic indicator. More people coming for the first time, and several of our regulars have given up after how bad December was. No deer meat donations. This is usually the only meat we see in January or February. Next, from a Swede-turned-American, Swedish media is reporting that there are 700 different types of medication that when pharmacies reach ROP or the reorder point and place an order are labeled as out of stock. It doesn't mean that it will not arrive in time. It just means that there's a gap in the supply chain. It is, however, very uncommon since the Swedish pharmacy system, although a government monopoly, is decently effective. And that's our intel for today, Bear Nation. It's Friday, day of prep. I'm going to talk briefly about how to support the channel. If you'd like to stick around for that, you can. If you're one of those people that jumps off when it's time to have that conversation, I bid you adieu. Beat feet, skedaddle, get out of here. Have a blessed day. Shalom. Now, I've already, Sway said beat feet. He knows what's coming. Paladin One's going to stick around. I've already mentioned Patreon and the alternative channels. I'm going to mention them again. Link in the description of every YouTube video and live stream to Patreon. It's $5 per month. This morning I put up a video called Sheep Math. Sheep Math goes with the video I posted on Wednesday called Wheat Math. And I'll be doing more of these, chicken math and corn math, etc. The idea here being able to back into a fairly robust, fairly well substantiated, easy number as to what do you actually need per person agriculturally. Now, I realize a lot of y'all are not in a position where you would be willing to do agriculture, urban or suburban, but many of us are, and many people are strategically relocating. This book was placed on my desk yesterday by Katie Lynn. Strategic Relocation by Joel Skousen. Good book. Very good book. Additionally, as you're coming out of her, my people, so that you partake not of her sins and receive not of her plagues, like riding in the middle of the streets, and you get on a piece of land, what do I do? How many sheep do I need? How many chickens do I need? You know, I want to plant a garden. What can I do? That's the type of math that we're jumping into on Patreon. The idea being, again, to back into a fairly solid number, to break it down per person in your home, how much you need of each one of these things. It's a whiteboard series. It's reminiscent of the Prepper Classroom, which is a 101 level class that we have here free on the YouTube playlist, the Prepper Classroom, that deals with food storage. We're now looking at food production agriculturally using primitive agriculture methods to determine the viability of planting certain crops and then the sustainability of planting certain crops. How much do you need and what can you expect for a yield? So all that's happening on Patreon right now, it's $5 per month. Check it out. Additionally, Patreon for us is a safe haven away from the YouTube algorithm. And if the Bear Independent channel goes away, which I think is a coin toss at this point, based upon the current community guidelines at YouTube, alternate channel, The Blue Collar President. Check it out. I'll be over there doing the brief. I'll also be on Patreon doing the brief. And as I said, the Rumble channel is Bear Independent, one word. And I may continue to put content up over there, depending on what happens. Now, refugemedical.com. For a moment in time, we were out of stock on the Bearfac 3.0. This one, not this one. You can't buy this one. This one's mine. Okay. But we were out of stock on this because it's our number one bestseller. It's back in stock. And when I say in stock, that means that it's under our roof, shipping fast. We don't sell things that we don't own. Unlike certain vendors out there on the internet who will take your money, use that money to place an order with their wholesalers or their suppliers, bring your product in, turn around and ship it to you. If not, drop ship it to you. That's not what we do. We own our inventory. And if I say it's in stock, that means I have it under my roof. And when you pay for it, I ship it to you. So the Bearfac 3.0 is back in stock. Check it out. It is a comprehensive first aid kit designed to work the entirety of the March algorithm. Massive bleeding, airway, respiratory, circulation, head injury, hypothermia, and everything else. Pilgrim Prepper said, wound care buckets are awesome. Get some. Yes, they are. The wound care bucket. I recommend you get it and you get it soon. It's designed to treat to care for a wound, one serious wound for 30 days. It's in a bucket. It's sealed. It's got a sealed lid. You can put it in with all your other preps. If you have somebody who has a grievous injury, you can treat that wound for 30 days with the contents of that wound care bucket. Several preppers on the interwebs have gotten a wound care bucket, pulled it apart, and A, been amazed at the quantity of items that are in it, and B, tried to build their own, looking for the cheapest medical components they could get to build their own, and can't build one for what we charge for it. That's because we engage in what's called economy of scale. I buy buckets by the pallet, so I get a lower cost per bucket. I buy gauze by the pallet, so I get a lower cost per unit of gauze, right? And I pass that on to you. You can't build a bucket for what we charge for it, period, the end. Additionally, and I put this indicator out on Patreon on Wednesday, I believe. The DOD, through the DLA, the Defense Logistics Agency, is still A, sending pallets and pallets and pallets of medical equipment to Ukraine. This is an indicator that things are continuing to spin up in Ukraine, not cool down. For example, NATO is now sending tanks into Ukraine. Tanks, as one viewer so succinctly put it, and they're correct, tanks are offensive weapons. That's an indicator. The DLA, Defense Logistics Agency, which is a subset of the DOD, is buying stuff up by the semi-load to send to Ukraine. And so when I say stuff, gauze, tape, gloves, disinfectant, tourniquets, quick clot, pressure bandages, shears, airways, chest seals, etc. So there's beginning to again be a shortening of supply on the market. The DLA, Defense Logistics Agency, is also inventorying, stockpiling medical equipment for us, for the DOD, for the U.S. military. That's an indicator. They did this when in February of 22, when the war first kicked off in Ukraine, and they're doing it again. All of our vendors, Refuge Medical's vendors, all of them have reached out this week and have said, hey, remember all those nice conversations that we had about pricing and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, throw all that in the trash. Prices are going up again. I have a meeting when I get done talking with y'all with Bob, COO. I'm CEO. He's Chief Operating Officer of Refuge, about pricing structure at the company. This is not a scare tactic. It's not high pressure sales. It's just a fact, because all of our input costs are going up yet again. I hate that, to be frank. I wish the companies would set their pricing at the beginning of the year and then hold to it for the remainder of the year. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Comma, they're going to do what they're going to do, and so we're going to have to do what we need to do. So Bearfac is in stock. Wound care buckets are in stock. Get them while you can. Just throwing that out there. If you use the promo code Bear Nation, you get free shipping on everything in the store. Everything is HSA and FSA eligible, always, all the time, at refugemedical.com. And if you're on Patreon, you have a discount code. It's in the description on the video that, or this live stream link that I posted this morning. Use it. It'll save you money. And depending on how my meeting goes today with Bob, when I get done talking to you, I don't know how long these promo codes are going to be enacted, and if or we have to make the promo codes do something else. Just insider baseball, man. Just being 100% honest and transparent with you all. Now, refugetraining.com. We just added classes in Shreveport, Louisiana. So if you're anywhere near Shreveport, I recommend you go to class, refugetraining.com. Check it out. Your Patreon promo code works at refugetraining.com as well. So go check that out. Learn the fine art of how to not die. We are bending over backwards to be able to put classes in the store at refugetraining.com. It's a process to identify a venue that will work for us, to secure that venue, to then be able to schedule the training team to be able to get out there, to then be able to put it in the store, to then be able to offer it to y'all so that hopefully you will transact and come to class. So we've been doing that diligently throughout the year. There's 30 some classes up at refugetraining.com. I would greatly appreciate it if you'd go check it out. Find a class that's near you, pick a class, come to class. That way, if you're in a motor vehicle accident or a workplace injury or an injury at the range or an injury in your home or your homestead or school bus wreck or whatever else, you don't have to watch somebody slip away and die because you didn't know what to do to keep them alive. It's very basic stuff, but it has to be taught. On the Refuge Medical YouTube channel, they just put up a video of Responder 1, which is our entry-level class. Go watch that. Go subscribe to Refuge Medical on YouTube. That's our entry-level class, and it is light years ahead of everybody else's advanced class. So, refugetraining.com. And lastly, but certainly not least, grindstoneministries.com. Online giving is open at Grindstone Ministries. If you'd like to support our ongoing disaster relief operations and our ongoing hood rat shit, meaning we go and take good people from bad people and make sure that bad things happen to the bad people and restore those good people. When I say we, I mean us. Like, we're not funding other teams. It's us. We go do this. Does that create a certain level of operational security concern? Absolutely. Do I trust anybody else enough to partner with them on that? Not yet. Not yet. And so all that costs money. All that takes time. It costs a little over $20,000 a month to take care of the 24 individuals aged 1 to 19 we currently have in our care that we've rescued already and that we're in the process of restoring. And I know where more scumbags are at. And I know where more good people are at. It's a bandwidth issue. So thank you for your support at grindstoneministries.com. You can also find links in the description to our Caleb House, which is our restorations facility, Caleb with a K, restoration facility for juvenile human trafficking survivors, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. Good morning, Brother Saw. I was just going to say, you can also get the Saw's shirt, Facts Not Feelings. A portion of the proceeds go to the building of Caleb House. There's a link to the to that swag as well in the description. Why Caleb House? Caleb, biblical badass, one of the two spies, Caleb and Joshua, who gave a good report of the promised land back to Moshe, back to Moses. 40 years later, Joshua leads the Israelites into the promised land. And most people miss the fact that the promised land had to be taken by force. There were 5 years of open warfare in the promised land. And at the end of 5 years, Caleb looks upon this mountain, Hebron, which will later become Jerusalem. And he says, hey, Josh, I want that mountain. Paraphrasing, New Living Bear translation. And Joshua says to him, all right, bro, you realize there's giants up in those hills and you're an old man. Caleb's 85 at this point. And Caleb says, yeah, no factor. I'm not afraid of any giants, man. I'm as good today as the day that Moshe tapped us under the shoulder and sent us to spy out the promised land 45 years ago. And Caleb looks at his boys and he says, boys, saddle up, grab your battle axes. We're going to war with giants. And Caleb, at 85 years old, after 5 years of open warfare in the promised land, goes up that mountain and slays not one, not two, but three giants and takes Hebron. And it becomes his. And it becomes the mountain upon which Yah, God, sets his name. So we are dedicated to slaying giants in the promised land. That's why it's called Caleb House. And I couldn't do that without you. This is a beautiful thing that we have, this partnership between you and I. This is more than a YouTube channel where we talk about prepper stuff. This is a community of believers, of sons and daughters of the Most High, who want actionable intel so we know how to navigate the day-to-day in our lives, but more so want to do meaningful things. They want to be the hands and feet of the Most High. Our mission statement is one word, three letters, Hebrew, Yod. It's the first letter in God's name. It's the first letter in Messiah's name, Yod. And it means do stuff. That's exactly what it means. It means acts, works, do stuff. You shall know them by their fruits. And we are committed to being as fruitful and doing as much stuff as we can to forsake not the widow and the orphan, to break generational curses. And I would not be able to do that without you. So thank you for pouring into us so that we can go kit up and do the things that we do to rescue and restore the least of these. We'd be done for without you. And thank you is the cheapest possible way to convey what I feel for you. With that, I appreciate y'all very much. I hope you have a blessed day of prep. And I'll see you Monday for the brief. Shalom, everybody.